The Screwtape Letters is coming to Chattanooga on February 9th.
Well, my dear Wormwood, everything is clearly going very well.
This is a live, theatrical production of the famous novel by C.S. Lewis. It's about a demon, Screwtape, who's working with another demon, Wormwood. Their goal is to corrupt a human. Screwtape is kind of an old pro at that, so he gives Wormwood, who's young and inexperienced, advice on how to lead humans into temptation.
Does not matter how small a sin, provided that the cumulative effect is to edge the man away from the light.
Screwtape is an old hand at this. You know, he's very accomplished, very senior. He knows all the tricks of the trade.
That's Max McLean. He's the one who adapted the original story into this new dramatic production.
Max McLean, Artistic Director of Fellowship for the Performing Arts in New York City.
McLean's version of the Screwtape Letters opened in New York. Then it went out on tour for 3 years. It's been seen in more than 50 cities. It's a classic tale of temptation. C.S. Lewis's original novel came out in 1942. In 2005, McLean got the rights to adapt it for the stage.
Looking at the novel, we said, what is the story within the novel? Because most people look at the novel, they read it as a kind of reversed devotional. We looked at it as there is a story, that it's a hunt story, it's a predator-prey story.
Dramatic monologues and a few special effects bring this story to life. There's one scene where Screwtape is on stage shouting about noise, and there's all these sound effect noises. What is going on in that scene?
The idea is noise is distracting. Noise takes you out of any kind of quiet, any kind of contemplation. And it's a very distraction is perhaps the most successful tool in Screwtape's toolbox.
It sounds like a really dark, grim idea for a stage production, but it's actually got a lot of humor in it, a lot of really wickedly funny parts. There's one part where a demon is prancing around like a model on a catwalk, and you've got the model catwalk music playing.
It's funny, and there's lots of humor. However, it doesn't come from jokes. You know, it comes from this sense of really seeing yourself or seeing truth in a kind of an awkward way.
A few weeks ago, you had to tempt him to an attention to his prayers. Now, you no longer need a good book to keep him from his prayers. A column of advertisements in yesterday's paper will do.
You started out playing the role of Screwtape. Are you still doing that, or has someone else taken over that?
Yeah, I do it occasionally, but I'm working on some other projects, and we have Brent Harris recently of The Lion King, and also has a great resume that includes Macbeth, Iago.
It's going to be here at the Tivoli Theater on Saturday, February 9th. Where can the listeners go to find out more about your production?
Yeah, the website is so helpful. ScrewtapeOnStage.com, ScrewtapeOnStage.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.